This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Take a break with Pelican's Beak Breaker, the Northwest's favorite double IPA. Pelican Brewing Company. Cheers, fellow fanatics.
The brackets are set. The madness is here. Pelican Brewing is ready for tip-off. Today's Daily Ticker brought to you by the independent, innovative brewers of the Oregon Coast. Excited for this one today. As friend of the show, he's an author who has six New York Times best-selling books. Joining us again, Armin Kattan. Go give him a follow on Twitter at Armin Kattan. His latest book is called Legends and Souls, the memoir of Sonny Vaccaro. And first off, good morning to you, Armin. Thanks for the time on the show. I've always been fascinated by the writing process. I don't feel like I have the patience or energy to actually go in through, you know, all the way through the process of writing a book. I'm fascinated by the idea of what sparks the flame in your mind of like, this is something that I want to dive fully into. And how was it working with Sonny? Like just that whole process of saying, this is the next project that I want to try and tackle.
Well, that's interesting. That's a really good question, Andy. I think it depends on the book. If it's a nonfiction book that I'm doing myself or collaborating with somebody like Jeff Benedict when we did the Tiger Woods book and The System, or even more recently with John Talty, a book called The Price, which is a deep dive into the chaos in college football now. I think it's kind of burning curiosity. It's like, okay, it's big picture. It's kind of landscape that I want to play in. I can put my reporting skills and the access that I've built up over time with programs or people to really dive into things and go inside out. In collaborations, in memoirs like with Sonny or Billy Walters, the legendary sports gambler, it's really finding their voice and being sort of a vehicle to help them tell their story the way they want to tell it. And, you know, fortunately with Sonny, I've known him for going on 40 years, dating back to his early days at Nike. In another book I did with Alexander Wolf called Raw Recruits, which was a deep dive into the state of summer league basketball. So it helps if you have a relationship, because I knew, you know, a lot of Sonny's life. But honestly, in working with him on this book, there were parts of the book or parts of his life, I was like, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And that was, you know, that was the fun of it. But it's a, you know, it's a labor of love in a lot of ways. If you don't connect with the person, I think that you see that in the writing in the book. And fortunately, as I said, Sonny and I have had, you know, respect for each other and a friendship for a long time.
Yeah, reading this, some of the chapters that we got via the PDF, Armin, I was fascinated. There was a blurb in one of the chapters when Sonny is basically becoming a Nike employee. He flies out here, he gives his ideas, his thoughts, and it's a cross between Phil Knight thinking one thing and Sonny Vaccaro thinking another. And one thing that stuck out was when Vaccaro basically was like, you got to pay the coaches to get the kids to wear the shoes. And Phil Knight goes, isn't that illegal? And he goes, no.
And no, it's not.
What struck me about that, Armin, was just reading the fact that Phil Knight at that point is like, wait, we can do that. And now you look at Oregon and the facilities and everything Phil Knight is as a donor in the college landscape. And at that point, I wonder, did that get the gears turning in Phil Knight's head of like, wait, what can I do then in college athletics? Because Oregon is taking off.
I think it did. I mean, Sonny put his, you know, you go back to even with Jordan, where he put his job on the line when they made this phenomenal decision and Phil blessed it to sign Michael. But imagine going in, you know, as you said, Sonny goes in with a bunch of shoes that were literally made by a shoemaker in Trafford, Pennsylvania, and he thinks he's going to sell them an idea for a new pair of shoes. And no, and Rob Strasser had a vision, as Sonny did. And then you basically say, yeah, we're going to pay the coaches. And then, you know, that those scenes to me are so cinematic. And that's what I love about writing books like this, is because you can literally put the reader inside a conference room with Phil Knight and Rob Strasser, who are the marketing genius, and Peter Moore, the creative director, and Sonny, this guy from, you know, Western Pennsylvania that Phil's looking at going, did we do a background check on this guy? Can we make sure that he's actually, you know, worthy of employing? So to me, that was, you know, Sonny's life is built around the word improbable. And when you think of, you go back to the round ball classic, you go back to paying coaches, you go back to the Jordan deal, you go back to the O'Bannon landmark lawsuit. So much of Sonny's life has been as a visionary, but then having the courage and having people like Phil and Rob and Peter to believe in his vision and back his vision. And you're right. I mean, Nike now, Oregon, you know, they're at the top of the food chain in the NIL market. And without, you know, without Phil's support and his belief in that stuff, you know, Oregon is just another university.
Yeah.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well, as an Oregon alum, I want to thank Sonny Vaccaro if he's the one who got the ball rolling on Phil donating more money to the athletic facilities, because it's been a lot of fun to watch. Armin Katana is our guest. His latest book, Legends and Souls, the memoirs of Sonny Vaccaro, who I think Armin was back, obviously, in the forefront of people's minds when the Air movie came out, whatever that was, a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And Everybody, you know, kind of people started thinking about him again. And it's like, oh, that's right. This guy who had this big role with Nike and helped launch Jordan and all that stuff. You mentioned a few moments ago that there were a handful of stories that popped out to you, because I feel like there is a lot of his, you know, general backstory that is well known at this point. I don't want to share all of them, but I'm just curious, one or two of them that you're like, wait, what? That the things that kind of stood out when you were going through this process with Sonny, of things that maybe you didn't know.
Well, I would start with the Billy Packer story in the 84 Olympics, where Phil is trying to decide whether he's going to go all in on Michael, where there's a big difference of opinion. Howard Schlesinger, who was then advising Phil, a big-time attorney and an agent, they wanted to go and spread what little money they had. Nike, as you know, was not doing well in 84. They were on the verge of bankruptcy, and they were an also-ran in the shoe market. And there's this moment where, Sonny says, look, we got to go all in on this one guy, this Michael Jordan. Sonny puts his job on the line, but Phil's still not convinced. And then Billy Packer has a dinner with Phil at the 84 Olympics after they're over at the Nike Beach Bash. It's a great scene. And Billy Packer, I worked with Billy. I did 7 Final Fours. And, you know, if you ask Billy a question, you're going to get an answer. And it's not going to be maybe the answer you want to hear, but it's going to be an honest answer. And in that scene where Billy is telling Phil what he's witnessed watching the Olympic team win a gold medal, and what Bobby Knight said to him, that Michael Jordan's going to be one of the great players in the history of the game, you know, that's a moment I didn't even know existed. I didn't know Billy had a role at all in Phil's ultimate decision to say, okay, it's up. And then this is sort of Phil. He's inscrutable in that way. You know, he doesn't really say, okay, I'm giving you my blessing. He says, okay, go do what you want to do, and I'll see what the fallout is. And, you know, in terms of what they did, it was just game-changing, life-changing, industry-changing. I mean, it turned Nike into a global giant. And so there's that. You know, I think the story behind, you know, Sonny basically, by the time he had left, as you know, Nike and went to Adidas and then Reebok, he's 67 years old when he walks away from hundreds of thousands of dollars a year from Reebok and goes on this knight errant quest to take on the NCAA over the issue of fairly compensating the workforce that it was then responsible and still responsible for billions of dollars. And I didn't really know all the details of A, how he got Ed O'Bannon, but B, how he was able to convince Michael Hosfeld, one of the top antitrust lawyers in the world, to take on this case. And ultimately, as you guys know, that O'Bannon lawsuit became the Alston case, which now is the House case, which became the Supreme Court, unanimous Supreme Court ruling, that opened the floodgates to NIL. So, and just for the last thing, is just like Sonny's life was like in West Trafford. I didn't really remember or know how he was a great high school athlete and how he ended up in junior college in California and getting into the basketball world, coaching, and then doing these first the All-Star game and then obviously the ABCD camp that Nike funded. So yeah. I just love doing it because I think from a reader's perspective, you know, Sonny is a very well-known figure, even more well-known. Matt Damon plays you in the movie Air. But that was only 4 months of Sonny's now 85-year-old life. So I think it's just really rich. And for me as a storyteller, it was really a lot of fun because the stories were there. I just had to, you know, shape them and polish them and kind of bring him to life.
Is he the most impactful person for the sport of basketball ever?
I'd say he's on the Mount Rushmore. I mean, certainly, you know, Michael Jordan. I think, you know, look, you can look at Phil Knight and say, you know, if it wasn't for Phil's decision to go all in on Jordan and what Jordan meant to the Nike brand. But when you look at paying coaches, the endorsement deals that Sonny did, Jordan, Kobe, T-Mac, Tracy McGrady, and then you look at the Nike camp, the ABCD camp, which was incredibly influential in helping kids that really didn't have opportunities to showcase their skills on a national level. And then you take the O'Bannon case. I mean, that's four or five really seminal moments right. in the world of sports. So, yeah, and I think, you know, look, I mean, Sonny had a complicated relationship with Phil. A lot of people do. And Phil's a difficult person to understand. He's a genius, and Philly and Sonny will be the first one to call Phil a genius and an absolutely, you know, go back to the word seminal figure in the world of sports. But they had a complicated relationship, and, you know, the book talks about one of the chapters, you know, 14 years with Nike and in a meeting with Phil where Sonny is basically fired in 10 minutes and they separate and go their different directions. But I think it's a really fair, certainly it's Sonny's story, and that's what you have to remember in memoirs like this. This isn't the Armand Gatayan book. It's not me on the outside in. It's me channeling Sonny's words and Sonny's experiences onto the written page.
I hate to ask you this question and then also say we don't have much time, Armand, because, man, we love having you on. It's been a good book so far that I've read. I just wonder how much of getting LeBron to Adidas for Sonny would have been a nice little FU to Phil for Sonny in that moment.
Well, it would have been. I mean, they are at odds at that point in time. And that you talk about things that I didn't know. There's this chapter, Betrayal in Malibu, which is fascinating. I mean, LeBron thinking about what Adidas would be today if they had LeBron. And when they were offering, Sonny believed it was going to be $100 million for 10 years. And then he looks at the offer in the room with LeBron and his mom, Gloria, and sees it's $70 million with all these contingencies. And his heart just sinks. He knows it's over. And Nike, to their credit, they didn't waste any time. And they came in and took LeBron. And Sonny will be the first to tell you that, you know, LeBron is it in terms of the face of a sneaker company now. So, yeah, that's another one of those that I was just like, holy moly. I had no idea.
So many great what ifs over the years. Armand Gatayan is his name. His latest book is out on bookshelves now. You can go find it, Legends and Souls, the memoir of an American original on Sonny Vaccaro and his legendary life. Armand, we could have this conversation all day. Cannot wait to dive into this book and read it cover to cover. Continued success, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
You bet. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.